College prop bets closer to being blocked in New Jersey. Lawmakers in New Jersey are making strides toward implementing a ban on college player prop betting, a move designed to address concerns about the mounting pressures on student athletes and the increase in gambling-related harassment. This initiative aligns with a national trend that could soon spread to other states. On November 14, New Jersey's Assembly Tourism, Gaming and the Arts Committee approved Bill A4905. The measure, introduced by Assemblyman Sterlee Stanley last month, would prohibit licensed operators in the state from offering or accepting wagers tied to the individual performances of college athletes. For example, bets predicting which player will score first in a game would no longer be allowed. According to the proposed legislation, college player prop bets refer to side wagers that do not involve the final outcome of a game but focus instead on specific elements of individual athlete performance. Supporters of the bill argue that such bets add unnecessary stress to student athletes, who are already juggling the demands of academics and sports. Assemblyman Stanley highlighted New Jersey's pivotal role as one of the pioneering states to legalize sports betting. He stressed the need for the state to lead in fostering responsible gambling practices, emphasizing the importance of protecting young athletes from the heightened pressures that come with these types of wagers. The momentum for this ban has been fueled by concerns raised by sports organizations, including the NCAA. Last year, NCAA President Charlie Baker voiced apprehension about the implications of legalizing college player prop betting, warning that it could magnify the scrutiny and pressures faced by student athletes. Harassment linked to gambling increasing. These concerns were further validated by findings from a study conducted by the NCAA in partnership with the Signify Group. The research, which focused on social media abuse connected to sports betting, uncovered over 5,000 abusive public posts targeting student athletes, coaches, and officials. Of these, 723 messages were directly tied to gambling-related activities. The study revealed that female athletes were disproportionately targeted, receiving 59% more abusive messages than their male counterparts. Many of these messages were laden with sexist or racist language. Social media platforms such as X, formerly Twitter, and TikTok were identified as prominent sources of this harassment. Bill A4905 is not the only legislative proposal in New Jersey addressing college player prop betting. Earlier this year, Senator Kristen Curado introduced Bill S3080, which is currently under consideration by the Senate State Government, Wagering, Tourism, and Historic Preservation Committee. Both legislative measures aim to align New Jersey's regulatory landscape with that of other states that have recently adopted similar bans. In 2024, jurisdictions such as Louisiana, Ohio, and Maryland joined the growing roster of states that have prohibited college player prop betting markets. New Jersey remains one of six regulated sports betting jurisdictions where wagering on college player props is still permitted. Should Bill A4905 become law, the number of states allowing such wagers would shrink further, potentially inspiring other states to follow suit, either by revising their existing sports betting laws or by imposing new restrictions.